You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Everybody, one treads not lightly into the land of, hey, it could get worse, you know, especially not with some degree of banking uncertainty still in the air. But on the theory that the more you know, the more you know, it is time to dig a little deeper into what regional banks actually do in this economy. And other than in some relatively specific markets, like, say, taking deposits from and making loans to high-tech startups, a lot of what regional and community banks do is commercial real estate lending. Now, the direct banking stresses we have seen of late seem to be calming down somewhat, emphasis on seems. But if another proverbial shoe is going to drop, it might well be the dress shoes you are no longer wearing to the office. Marketplace's Matt Levin gets us going.
Okay, so before you go stuffing your money into your mattress or shoebox or Bitcoin derivatives or something, all the commercial real estate and banking experts I talked to today did not say the sky is falling. There's just some reasons to worry.
The banks have $270 billion of commercial real estate loans coming due this year. By our estimate, about $80 billion of that is in the office space, which we're extra concerned about.
Matt Anderson is managing director at TREP Inc., which tracks commercial real estate. Now, a good chunk of that debt is owed to the giant too-big-to-fail banks, but they've got other lines of business they can rely on.
Regional and smaller banks tend to be more loan-heavy in the first place, and commercial real estate even more so.
Office building owners typically would just refinance that $80 billion they owe. But Thomas Piskorski at Columbia Business School says refinancing is not a very attractive option right now. Interest rates are really high. And
currently, these office buildings are worth much less than when these loans were issued.
Office occupancy rates are at about 50% in major cities, according to the office key card company Castle. If office building owners start missing payments or going into foreclosure,
the banks at some point would have to recognize these losses, which would put their capital position in an even worse position than it currently is.
Yes, that sounds scary. But late payments actually aren't up all that much so far this year. And Kevin Fagan at Moody's says regional banks and other lenders have been much pickier about who to give money to.
They can weather the storm for a while. It needs to be an extreme permanent kind of drop.
Fagan says it's too early to be having financial crisis deja vu. But he says you can't expect banks of all sizes to be even more tight with their lending. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.
This is going to be a week for federal banking regulators. People from the Federal Reserve, the Treasury Department, and the FDIC are going to be on Capitol Hill for committee hearings in the Senate on Tuesday, the House on Wednesday. And there are sure to be some pointed, shall we say, questions from lawmakers. But those regulators are also going to have something of a PR job to do, convince the markets and the American public that everything is going to be okay. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has that one.
Banking regulators want everyone to just calm down, especially depositors at smaller banks who've been pulling their money out lately to the tune of $120 billion the week after Silicon Valley Bank failed. Sean Neary is with communications firm Edelman Smithfield and says officials need to get a few messages across.
That the system has worked, that they have had the ability to step in when necessary, and communicate the actions that they have taken to rectify and repair the system.
Because even though SVB's customers didn't lose a penny,
there still is, even to this day, a lack of confidence.
And that lack of confidence could turn into another crisis if fear takes over. Anusha Chari is a professor of economics and finance at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. She, like many experts watching all this go down, doesn't think it's time to go stash your cash in the mattress.
There's definitely been a big hiccup, but as far as the overall banking system is concerned, I do think that SVB was an outlier. And my belief is that the overall trust in the banking system continues to remain high, except for these pockets of vulnerability.
But if you're still worried, maybe you should go talk to a therapist, like financial therapist Dr. Megan McCoy at Kansas State University.
Understanding that if you're experiencing anxiety, it's probably from a whole bunch of experiences you've had over the last couple of years, and tackling those other things head on will really help alleviate any stress and worry you have today.
So instead of running to the bank to take out all your money, what you might need is more of a financial mental health break. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.